This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
For decades, most people knew Bono as a musician with the group U2 and a social activist. But today, many of his fans would be surprised to hear him promote some of the benefits of capitalism. At a World Economic Forum, he made this observation. Capitalism is not immoral, it's amoral. It requires our instruction. Capitalism has taken more people out of poverty than any other ism. But it is a wild beast, and if not tame, can chew up a lot of people along the way. As you can see, he isn't a complete supporter of the free market, but he is willing to give some appreciation for what capitalism has done to reduce extreme poverty. Hugh Welcher, who is the executive director of the Institute for Faith, Work, and Economics, begins his essay with this quote from Bono. He then goes on to document something I've talked about with a number of economists and theologians on the Point of View radio talk show. Capitalism has been able to raise more than 1 billion people around the world out of extreme poverty. On one of my radio programs, I quoted a Barna survey of Americans. 3/4 of those surveyed believed that world poverty had increased. Only 7% thought it decreased. Scott Todd, in his book Hope Rising, reminds us that in 1981, a majority of the developing world's population lived in extreme poverty. That percentage has been cut by more than half. Hugh Welcher reminds us that in a recent Gallup poll, it shows that a majority of young people favor socialism over capitalism. The increased visibilities of members of Congress who openly describe themselves as socialists suggest that the percentage of young people embracing socialism might increase. These young people need to pay attention to Bono and the world economic statistics that demonstrate the power of a free market to relieve poverty. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.